As one big sports tournament draws to a close, another is just gearing up. Riders in the Tour de France dashed through the first of its 21 stages today. Joe Lindsay is with the riders in Monaco. He writes for Bicycling Magazine, and he joins me on the line. Joe, hello.
Hi, Guy.
Now, Lance Armstrong, he's back, the seven-time champion of this race, but it's his first Tour de France since 2005, and he recently broke his collarbone. How did he look today? How did he look out there?
He actually looked very good. He finished 10th overall today. He was just 40 seconds behind the winner, and I believe that he showed at the Tour of Italy, where he came back after breaking his collarbone, that he really had the capability to come back and be at the sport's top level again. He doesn't really look like he's lost much.
Now, Armstrong is not the lead rider on his team this year. That honor has gone to a younger rider, Alberto Contador from Spain. What does that mean for Armstrong's race? I mean, can he still become the champion?
Yes, absolutely, he can. And in deferring to Contador, he's deferring to a former Tour de France winner as well, and the Contador won in 2007. Contador is considered by many people, myself included, to be the best stage racer of the current generation. So Armstrong's team has a sort of luxury here in that they have the two best champions of two different generations to choose from. I think in Contador they see the future there, and that's why they have selected him as the leader. He's riding very well right now. He finished second today, and is definitely the go-to guy on the team. However, if he falters at all or has any problems, then they do have the luxury of being able to fall back on Armstrong as well and his amazing experience here in this race.
Now, Joe, the opening stage this year took riders through the hilly streets of Monaco, different than in previous years. How did that affect the outcome today?
I think that the course played a very strong role today. The climb today was much actually steeper than it appeared on paper. They climbed for about 600 vertical feet, which for a prologue type stage, which is a very short individual time trial like this, that's an amazing amount of climbing.
Can you sort of paint a picture of what the scene is like there today?
You know, this year's tour, it seems like so far, has been all about drama, and having the start in Monaco has only added to that. It's a very exotic, beautiful place. There are, you know, Maseratis on every street corner, and it's really kind of heightened the anticipation of it compared to last year, for example, when they started in Brittany, and it was kind of sleepy and a little bit rural and that kind of thing. And here, it's very cosmopolitan. The crowds have been out. They've been fantastic. A lot of people out, and I'm cheering everyone on. And there's been a lot of excitement in the air.
Joe, doping scandals have practically crippled this sport. This week, the French sports minister told a TV station there that Lance Armstrong will be particularly monitored. Drug accusations have dogged him for most of his career. How are Tour de France officials trying to clean up the race this year?
They speak specifically about Armstrong, but they are also going to monitor a bunch of other riders. There are about 50 riders in total who have been kind of selected because of their history of doing well at races like this, either winning stages or placing high in the overall classification. And all of those riders were targeted for extra testing both before and during the Tour de France. So they're stepping up the testing for all of that. And what they're doing is they're taking both blood and urine tests, and they will run these during the race for all kinds of different things, all kinds of blood doping, steroids, you name it. And I think that the increased frequency of testing, the better targeting that they're doing, and more frequent out-of-competition testing before the race, because that's when doping occurs, those are the things that are really going to make a difference.
Now, Joe, you're off to watch Stage 2 tomorrow. Where does that take the riders?
Tomorrow, the riders go from Monaco to the town of Brignoles. So we're basically going to go along the Côte d'Azur here. And it's a little hilly to start, but I think that we'll probably see a breakaway go clear. Some riders will break off the front of the pack and try and stay ahead to the finish. I don't know if that will work because the finish is a little bit flatter, and I think that the teams with the good sprinters will set it up for a sprint finish.
And I imagine you'll be going there in a car.
Yes, we will.
Joe Lindsay writes for Bicycling.com. He's in Monaco covering day one of the Tour de France. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Guy.